It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. The nonprofit group Breaking Ground gets millions of dollars from the government to support low-income and formerly homeless New Yorkers. But some advocates say the organization is creating instability in the lives of the people it is supposed to help. WNYC's Chow Lam has more.
I'm standing on the corner of 43rd and 8th Avenue in Midtown Manhattan. In front of me is a 15-story brick building that was once a hotel called the Times Square. Today, it houses 650 formerly homeless people. Some suffer from mental illness, others are low-income workers. Recently, 82 of the tenants here were sued for failing to pay their portion of the subsidized rent. 31-year-old Osiris Ruiz is one of them. His landlord, the nonprofit group Breaking Ground, sued him to recover about $20,000 in back rent. Ruiz didn't have the money, and when he learned about the lawsuit, he didn't return to his apartment, thinking he had been kicked out.
I tried working with them, and they kind of were basically just wanting to get me out.
He says he fell behind on his roughly $750 a month rent after he lost his job at a Starbucks in the early days of the pandemic.
First, my hours got cut, then they laid us all off.
He's not the only tenant that Breaking Ground took to court. Three of the tenants are in their 70s. One of them suffers from mental illness, and each owed rent ranging from $3,700 to $10,000. Meg Floss is an advocate with SHOUT. That stands for Supportive Housing, Organized, and United Tenants.
The most vulnerable population we have are going in without any legal representation. Some can't even read, basic paperwork.
On the surface, it may seem like a typical tenant-landlord dispute. But Breaking Ground is no ordinary landlord. It's the city's largest supportive housing provider, and it gets millions of dollars from the government to provide social services to tenants. Brenda Rosen is Breaking Ground's president and CEO.
The tenant portion of the rent, the total arrears across all tenants at Times Square right now is $1.1 million.
The nonprofit is not looking to evict its tenants, she says, only to recover the money owed.
So Breaking Ground, even as a nonprofit, is still a building operator that must collect rent to pay debt service, to pay operating fees, and to fundamentally pay for the crucial wraparound support services for tenants that result in a 98% stability rate.
On the nonprofit's website, it says, quote, home is more than four walls and a roof. At Breaking Ground, home means a support system. But homeless and supportive housing advocates say Breaking Ground failed at one of its core missions, to help its tenants regain their financial footing so they can resume paying rent. Here's Meg Floss again. She says Breaking Ground should put more resources into helping its clients.
Why would you spend all of that money on lawyers instead of spending money on social workers?
Edward Josephson is a supervising attorney with the Legal Aid Society. He says even if Breaking Ground doesn't intend to evict its tenants, suing them puts them at risk of losing their government-supported housing.
There's a huge potential for people falling through the cracks and losing their apartments. This is obviously not a way for handling rent payment problems in supportive housing.
These lawsuits are coming at a moment when the number of homeless New Yorkers in city shelters is at record highs, and Mayor Adams' administration is also struggling to find shelter for the thousands of asylum seekers coming to the city. Breaking Ground's facility sits in Councilmember Eric Botcher's district. He says he wants more information on the situation.
We're going to be sitting down with all the different stakeholders and looking into what exactly is going on here.
He, like various homeless and supportive housing advocates, say there is a better way to resolve rent dispute than taking tenants to court. Chow Lam, WNYC News.